Unit 8. Focus on listening. A woman's life. You are going to hear a conversation between Paul and Katya. Listen and choose the correct answers. How do you feel about being a woman? I've got to confess that I would never be able to be in your shoes. It must be really difficult.
Well, I wouldn't say difficult. I think it's great, but it comes with some difficult things, I guess. Maybe I can think of makeup. And it takes us so long to get ready, and it's something that we really need to do. So maybe that's one thing that we have to get used to. And on top of that, you guys don't seem to understand that.
Come on, it can't be so difficult, makeup, putting on makeup every day.
Well, you get used to it, but just imagine. We need to look for the right colors, the right brand, the right price. It really gets tough.
Sounds tough. Anything else difficult about being a woman?
Well, some people say that it might not be so difficult, but maybe giving birth might be something that women have to face that is difficult. But perhaps, for some women, it's not so difficult. But I think that's one other thing.
Yeah, for sure. I'll never know about that. How about good things, positive things about being a woman?
Well, there are many positive things. I actually can say I'm happy being a woman. Maybe one thing is, well, we have in a sense. We're able to choose if we, once we marry, if we go to work or not, in general. I think it's one good thing. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. Anything else that's positive for you?
Well, since I'm not married yet, going on dates, I think it's great. The man has to pay. So that's a positive thing of being a woman.
Oh boy, great. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Okay, and finally, there's one last thing. What's your favorite thing about being a woman?
My favorite thing? Maybe having a sixth sense.
Could you tell me more?
Well, as a woman, we sense certain things that men are not able to sense. So I think that's a very positive thing.
For example?
Well, for example, Paul. As a woman, we sense people's feelings, even though, for example, a man will not say anything. We can see or we can feel what the person is feeling. The same with children or the same with other women.
I would agree with that. Women have to be more sensitive to these issues, I think.
Yeah, sensitive. You can call it sensitive. I'd call it a sixth sense.
Well, it was pretty nice talking to you about that. We guys really need to give credit where credit is due.
Thank you, Paul.